Thank you. evening, everybody.
Okay.
An owl? Oh.
Thank you, Ed. That was wonderful.
Oh, I was going to introduce you.
Oh, introduce me, please.
And now, here's Judy.
I was really happy to assign myself this chapter when we were putting together the schedule for this year. I don't know if you guys are aware, but I started studying Reiki probably a little over 30 years ago. And I applied it when a friend of mine at work asked me to help her make her transition because she had breast cancer. And so I gathered a group of friends to apply some love to her every week and music, and we were able to help her make her transition. But I realized, that hands-on stuff isn't nearly as exciting as what I was learning in practitioner training at the Celebration Center. And so I'm happy to be able to talk about healing from the metal perspective now. And this book, I don't know if you all have it, if it's backwards. This is an awesome book, and I think it's going to be a great year for study group. And I see it's really well laid out if you want to make changes to your life. And there are so many things you can do. I loved it at the first meeting when Kaylee talked us through the chapter, Your Dreams Can Come True. And to talk about the parts of the mind, and I'll go through that in a minute. But as a result of the last Kaylee's talk, has anybody spent time thinking about what you'd like your year to look like? I know that I've spent a lot of time. My intention for the year, for instance, was to have a year that I'm looking forward to every moment. And so far, so good. Anyhow, that's kind of, what hearing Kaylee's talk did to me. Now, this particular chapter is about using the mind to produce good health in ourselves. And in the last chapter, we saw the picture of the mind. The first was a conscious mind, which we use for directing our thoughts. The second part is the law or the creative medium, which obeys the thoughts and creates a thought accordingly. And every time I think of that, I think of going to an ATM at a bank, and you stick your card in and you say, I want X amount of money. And it says, okay. And out comes the money, if the card says you have the money behind it. But anyhow, so I think about the ATM machine when I think of the law or the creative medium. And lastly, then is the physical result, which is a reflection of the thought that you applied to whatever it was you were aiming to do. So when it comes to health, the principle involved in creating well-being are the words mind response to mind. So your physical conditions are a reflection of that thought process that you have applied. And, you could go pretty negative sometimes, or you can be really positive. And the aim of this chapter is to talk about ways that you can do that. So for instance, that understand that by the automatic working of the law, your body is built and automatically maintained. And I was so amazed by what the book said about it. The functions such as breathing, digesting, and blood circulation are good examples. Helms says that this automatic function never sleeps, and it keeps on working even when we're sleeping. Huh? Do you have to tell yourself, breathe, girlfriend, when you go to sleep? No, it happens. Isn't that amazing? So by the time, according to the scientists, at the time the book was written, every 11 months, all the cells in your body are made new. And you don't have to, like, go to any ATM machine or do anything else. It just happens. And so if you go through a challenging year and you're full of pain and your thoughts are reflecting negativity and gloominess, that'll affect those cells that are being recreated. And then thinking about our body's renewal is, in accordance with the law, you could have good health or illness, depending on what you believe. But if you're waking up and you're feeling the sun rising inside of yourself every day, and you just feel and you feel so much love, you're going to have a very different result after those 11 months. So when you sit back and remember that you're one with all that is, the results of your thought will manifest. Isn't that great? So it's a good idea to focus on this concept and then to practice it. And here's a practical idea. And here we go. Take time the morning and night daily to communicate with your real self when you meditate. Make sure you're relaxed and you're not suffering any discomfort as you start to direct your thoughts. So you can say to yourself, I am strong and free through the action of God in me. That's the sun rising. I am well and successful in everything I do. So if you keep repeating this until it feels real to you and you can feel that expansion inside of yourself, then think about, your health and the results you want and accepting that your reality is good health. It does work. And, the downside of giving presentations is that sometimes you manifest in your life what you're reading about. Could be good, could be bad. But anyhow, for me, I'm going through some challenges to my spine, and I am finding that this was the perfect chapter for me to read. And it helps me feel positive and that it's working out for me really well. And so I love this chapter. It came at the perfect time. I selected it for the schedule, but I had no idea how much I was going to need it. And I love it. And I wish the same for each of you. So we're going to take a break. I am a New Englander and I tend to go quickly in my talks. And we're going to spend a lot of time talking after the break. So come back. It's 11:37 now. So how about 11:52? Would that work, Connie?
Sure.